the Maripan USA Conference Center. This is the Leadership Call. We want to welcome each and every one of you. My name is Mike McDonald, National Sales Director out of Dallas, Texas, and just want to welcome each and every one of you to the Monday call. Each and every Monday is a very busy day for us. We start off at 3 o'clock on Monday with a company corporate call, and then at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have new broker training. So on this same number that you just dialed in on is new broker training, 7 o'clock Central Time, followed by 8 o'clock leadership call, open to all brokers across Ameriplan. And then we have at 9 o'clock the nationwide business opportunity call, so you'll have time to get all your first-time guests and prospects on the 9 o'clock nationwide business briefing call. And at 9:30, for those of you who want to do internet marketing or get local training, we have the Simple as ABC website training, and you'll want to plug into that at 9:30 Central Standard Time. So once again, you have reached the Maripan USA Training Center. Welcome to the call. And tell you what, it's exciting times here at Maripan. We got our conference coming up this week. We are fired up and excited about our conference call. I'd like to share with you about the convention coming up, and you have time if have not made a commitment to come to the convention, you do have time to make that decision tonight and get you a ticket, because there are just a few seats left. I tell you what, it's going to be some powerful, powerful stuff. You do not want to miss this convention. It's the largest convention ever held by Ameriplan. And you certainly want to be part of that. So with that, grab your pencil, grab your paper. We're going to be sharing and getting information from the number one income earner at Ameriplan. And I know he's always got some powerful stuff to share with us, some golden nuggets coming down from Houston, Texas. So let's go out there and talk to Mr. Mark Jarvis. Mark, come on with us.
I see you, Mike, and excited to be here.
Hey, welcome to the call. I'll tell you what, just listening in here, Mark, we got people calling in from coast to coast, border to border. We may have set a record here tonight with people calling in, because, I mean, the lines are just flooded.
Well, I tell you what, it's an exciting time in Ameriplan, and, you're right. We got the convention coming up, and, this call will be, we're going to do another leadership call on Monday night, but understand, life as you know it in Ameriplan is changing. It's changing right before your eyes, whether you know it or not. So, we're excited. It's, as you and your own individual business, you're looking to, whether you're brand new starting out in the business and you're wanting to go to a new level of success in your personal life, or whether you're already a broker and you're looking to go to new levels, understand this, that the company, Ameriplan has been looking for this convention for quite some time, because, they're putting themselves in a position as a company to go to a whole new level. And so we're excited. There couldn't be a better time to be a part of Ameriplan. If you were joining today for the very first day, I don't believe you would understand the power of the timing of you coming into this business. So we got great things ahead, and I believe one of the most important things that we have as we come into this great company. We all know it's a great company and it's a great product. But you could have a great company and a great product, but if you don't have a solid foundation underneath you, and if you don't have a solid business plan, did you know Ameriplan could be a $10 billion company, but yet it wouldn't make any difference to you? So we're here tonight to talk to you about you, actually, and about getting a foundation behind you that works every single time. And, we're just excited. I want to paint a little bit of a picture to you, because what this call is from broker to senior call, and it's about developing, it's about you becoming a senior regional sales director, and then it's about developing senior regional sales directors, because, to become wealthy in this business, you don't need to do anything but learn how to consistently develop senior regional sales directors, and teach the same process. So we're going to give you a foundation to run with tonight, but I want to paint a picture on the front end. And that picture is this, is that we all know to become, if we don't know, I'm telling you as brand new, in order to become a regional sales director, which is our very first step in business, you need to get 4 brokers and 6 members, or 6 members and 4 brokers. It's 10 transactions. And, you know, that's how you get into management, but how you advance in the management is that you do, it's about how many, you know, managers or, regional sales directors is what we call them. It's about how many regional sales directors you develop. So when you develop 3 regional sales directors, you become a senior regional sales director. Well, I want to paint a picture about where we're going. A medical plan that American plan is putting out. And you know what? It will start in some areas, but in due time, it will be all over this country. And, you know, ask yourself this question. If, you know, has the cost of your health care, has it doubled or tripled in the last 3 to 4 years? We know by reading all the newspapers and all the news reports that it's absolutely so that if you're paying for it, it has. Well, what if you had the solution, you know, for 50 to 60% of the population, that, you know, that they had something. They may be without something right now, but they had something that they could feel good about, and, you know, they could save them a tremendous amount of money when it comes to health care. Well, you know, and I'll put things in perspective. In Houston, Texas is the medical capital of the United States. It's like the second. There's only two medical centers like what we have here in Houston in the world. And, you know, last year there were over 1 million people that came into this medical center. Well, over 600,000 didn't even have no health insurance, let alone underinsured, or they were paying too much, but 60% had no coverage of any kind. Now think about that. What if you, yourself, we justify time in a way and we justify opportunity in a way to where it's got to be somebody else's. But what if you yourself, personally, had the solution to the healthcare crisis for 50 to 60% of the population? And you had something that made sense for a majority of the population just by repositioning where dollars are spent. What if you had that in the palm of your hands and it was at a very affordable price? I mean, not that much more than what we have today. Do you believe if you had that, you'd be at the right place at the right time? Now think about that. If you had something that solved the issue for 50 to 60% of the population and it was affordable, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, people could line up to buy what we have. But, you know, what if you had that, do you believe that you could probably, you know, basically introduce this and sell? I know I'm talking conceptually here. 5 plans a week if you had something that was absolutely phenomenal? Well, if you could do that, okay, 5 a week, and if you were already a senior regional sales director, because you had a system to get to the senior regional sales director, and your team had 100 plans on the books, that would put you at an income of about $3,000 a month. You want to win in this business, you start bringing people into a track to make $3,000 a month on a consistent basis. You can actually win with a track of $1,000 a month. But then the next month, as we're working through this market, maybe we don't have as much, you know, maybe we've kind of run through names and we're out there a little bit, and maybe we only move 10 plans personally the next month. But you see, our team is going through the same thing that you are, and if you're only a senior regional sales director, and I don't mean only in stature, just only in the fact that that's all you'd have to be, and your team had grown to 200 plans on the books, you'd be sitting now at a still a $3,000 a month income. But then the next month, you don't do personal production, but your team adds another 100 on the books. Now, instead of being at a $3,000 a month income, you're now sitting on top of a $3,000 a month plus residual income. So, you know, I just want you to understand that, you know, to get the senior regional sales director and to be able to duplicate senior regional sales directors, if you can do that, you can become wealthy in this company. You know, in order to make $100,000 a year, we're talking about you doing that yourself and developing two senior regional sales directors. And if you'll figure out the math, that'll put you knocking on the door of somewhere around $100,000 a year. So as we start the process of getting started, the regional sales director, understand the importance that when you, you know, at achieving these levels, if you achieve them through a system that you can duplicate, then you're putting yourself in a position to win and become wealthy. If you achieve them in a system that you can't teach and nobody else can do, then the only thing that you've done is you've accomplished a new pin level. So, you know, as we walk up the ladder here, and I'm going to talk about the importance of becoming a regional sales director in 21 days or less. And you might be on the call and you might say, Mark, I've already been in for about 22 days. Now what? Well, you know what? The optimum would be that you join and in 21 days later that you were a regional sales director. But let's face it. You know, I joined a health club, and I didn't work out for probably 6 to 8 months. You know, but the day that I started, if I joined in on January the 1st, and I started working out on May the 1st, and it was May the 15th, how long would I have been, on a health program? Not the day of membership, but the day that I got started on my program, which would be about 15 days. So don't justify away the time because you might have already missed it. Draw the line in the sand as today is the day that you started your new beginning. So the importance of hitting that 21 days, I'm just going to be, you know, totally honest with you about my personal true numbers, is that 90% of the people that I brought into the business that actually hit it 21 days on the computer from the day that they got started, 90% of them went on to become senior regional sales directors. And you say, Mark, that's great, but what's, you know, tell me the real value in senior regional sales director. Well, 50% of the people that I have brought into the business that hit senior regional sales director, 50% went on to become national sales directors. And you say, great, what's the value of a national sales director? Well, the position of national sales director is the stepping stone to $100,000 a year. We have some people that are $100,000 a year without being a national sales director, but it is the exception, not the rule. In fact, if you average the incomes of the national sales directors in this company, the average income for NSD is $100,000 a year. Even though you might not be when you first hit it, you're in a position to be moving to that $100,000 a year. So keep things in perspective as we back down the importance of becoming a regional sales director, that as you start in your first 5 or 6 days and you've gone through 5 or 6 phone calls, it's hard to understand how these phone calls you're making and the things that you're going through, how that has anything to do with the big picture. You join this business because you had a dream of a new beginning. But you lose that dream sometimes in the first week or 2 weeks because you get in the battle of making your phone calls. You get in the battle of the day-to-day war, if you will, on building this business. And you forget why you joined the business. So assignment number one, okay, is the first thing you need to do is establish your why to do the business, why it's important that you have success, and you need to do this in written form. And this is for your own purpose, for you to see it more so than anybody else. If you want to share it with your upline, the people that brought you in business, the people that are mentoring you, I highly recommend it. But the most important thing is it's to yourself. The second order of business, the second thing that you want to do in this step is that you want to, you know, develop a list of 50 people in your first 24 hours. And this is the system that you want to run by because this is consistent. And then 24 hours from that day, you want to go ahead and expand that list on to 100 people. Now, here's what we know about lists. We know this, that most people, and you know what? I was no different than you. When it came to making a list, I got kind of, you know, I kind of got weirded out about it. I thought, man, who am I going to talk to? Well, I've already talked to them. I've done this adventure with them. They know my past failures. And all at once, I'm spending more time basically trying to scratch names off than I am adding names to. You know, if that's what you're going through, that's okay. I think almost every single leader that you talk to, if you talk to them one-on-one, they're going to tell you they went through the same thing. But here's one thing that you have to do in faith is make the list anyway. Don't worry about what we're going to do with it. Now, here's the thing about that list that we know is that, you know, the law of inertia is that if something is moving and some, you know, if we can get something moving, the natural state of it to do is to continue to move. But what's the natural state of something that stops? Is to stay stopped. So, you know, when we start this business, we are already, as far as the Merit Plan is concerned, we are in the stop mode. So what we want to do is we just want to get it moving. And I think if you'll talk to the leaders of this company, they'll tell you that the hardest part of this business was getting the ball moving. Once they got it moving, okay, obviously they had attended their business on a regular basis, but it seemed to be easier once they got it to move. So as we start in this list, we want to categorize, we want to pull one category out of that list, and that is your credibility group. What that is for most people is going to be somewhere between about 3 and 10 people. Now, these are not necessarily people that are your closest family members and not necessarily your closest friends. These are people that if you called them and said, listen, I would like for you to look at something or I would like to meet you, that your credibility with them is such that they would come meet with you just because you are who you are and the respect that they have for you. You know, so 3 to 10 people would be in that category. You know what? You say, Mike, I only got 2 people. Well, you're only one off from being normal, right? And so understand that that is where you're going to start as you start to build your business. The one thing that we know is that we have to have 6 customers. How we're going to get our 6 customers is we go to people that we trade with and do business with. And, you know, there's a lot of different one-liners you can use. You know, I've always liked the, you know, if I'm talking, Mike, if I'm talking to you and you own your own dry cleaners, if I just come to you and say, hey, Mike, how many employees you got?
We got 6.
You got 6?
Yeah.
Well, great. Mike, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Okay, if there was a benefits package that cost your guys less than $5 a paycheck, and it didn't cost you a dime, and it made you look like a hero, would you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Okay, I need 5 minutes of your time.
Sure.
Okay, and when I sit down, I want to keep this thing simple. I want to obviously cover the price. I want to take 3 of the features. The features are the things like all pre-existing conditions are included, no waiting period, no limits or caps or whatever. I want to take 3 features, and I want to keep it simple, and I want to focus on that. And then I want to go from there to an example of the savings.
Right.
And I want to hit, for an example, a seed thing that would normally cost this amount with a Maraplan cost this. A root canal that would cost this with a Maraplan cost that. Orthodontic treatment that would normally cost this, here's what it costs you with a Maraplan. you see the value in the savings. Well, here's the deal, is we got three other benefits that come with it. We got a vision plan that works pretty much the same way. It's on it at Sears, iMasters, Pearl Vision, Lenscrafts, is all the major players. A prescription drug card honored at most all of your major pharmacies, and the chiropractic plan. And all you have to do to get started is there's this little information right here that we'd have to fill out on each one. And that's about as difficult as the product side of this thing is, because it's about your credibility with these people. And I'm not talking about your credibility group now. I'm talking about people that you trade with. So there you go for your six members. You may not get all six that way, but you're going to get some that way.
Right.
And, you know, as you go through your credibility group, the important thing is this, is that you're you on the phone. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, what people join in this business. Is we become brand new and we start making phone calls. We want to memorize and we want to get to be perfect about the information of the product and the company. But the truth of the matter is that how many of us were looking to join a dental plan before we got into a Ameriplan? None. We got involved in a dental plan, obviously, after we joined. But yet we want to spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on how we package that presentation. The second thing is about the compensation plan. You know, I don't know about you, but I've never seen anybody that joined this business that said the reason I joined was that 10% on the second level.
That's true.
Okay. So nobody was looking, you know, very few people, one out of 100 say, oh, I was looking to sell a dental plan, but for the most part, not. So if people don't join the product in the company, and if they don't join compensation, what do people really join? They join you in your vision, okay? So even as you start making the phone calls, and I'm, as an example, Mike, if I'm calling you on the phone, and I'm going to talk to you, if you're on my credibility group, I ought to be able to just call you and say, Mike, I got something I'd like to share with you. Can we get together, or can we set up a time to get?
Yeah, that, sure.
That's normally all we're going to need, okay? But if you need some more, let's talk about positioning you when you approach people on what really makes a difference. So I'm just going to give you a role play with you for a second.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, this is Mark Jarvis. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Mark. How you doing?
Man, doing great. Mike, we talked before, and I guess not too long ago, you had mentioned something to the fact that you were looking at making a change.
Right.
And just want to know if you were serious about making a change.
Yes, the right thing came along, I sure would.
Okay, let me tell you why I asked. I got something I want to bounce off of you. Is that, I come across a friend of mine the other day. And several years ago, he started marketing a little benefit package.
Yeah.
That cost about $20 a month. And that focuses mainly on dental. And, no, it don't sound like a whole lot. But let me tell you what these guys are doing with it. So, in other words, when I say that, I'm taking the emphasis off of what people really aren't joining anyway. They're not really joining. It's important that the product's good. It's important that the company's got credibility. But if they're not joining anyway, I want to take their eyes off of the stuff that they don't join. And I'm going to say, let me tell you what they've done with it, Mike, is that these guys, this friend of mine, after about 7 years, was knocking down $1 million a year with his company. They've got a business plan that about 200 of these guys have followed, and within 2 to 3 years, they've made a top position in the company. And here's what it's paying these guys. An average income of $100,000 a year. So, and here's what's important. So, Mike, if people are joining people, and you're only going to attract the right people if you're going somewhere, right?
Right.
So, I say, so, Mike, I'll be sitting at $100,000 a year within 2 years, I just want to give you a call. Didn't know if you was open, but I'm in a position where I can bring somebody with me. One to call and basically see if you're open, take a look.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be willing to take a look at it.
Okay, great. Well, then, you know, boom. And then know, you know, work with your upline because every case is different. In many cases, sending them to a recorded message is going to be the vehicle. Some cases, when you're working with somebody locally and you got an upline, it's going to be putting them on a three-way with them. Some cases, it's going to be a matter of you sitting down with them over a cup of coffee. Some cases, it's going to be about getting them to a group presentation or going to watch some DVD. You know, you're going to have to use common sense and think, what is going to be the most effective way for me to get that person the best possible personalized picture of what this business is about? Okay, and so that's on basically kind of a warm market, a credibility group, you know, but it's about always painting a picture of where you're going. So the third assignment is to obviously is to single out your credibility group of 3 to 10 people. Your fourth assignment that we talked about is getting obviously approaching and understanding getting your members. But the fifth thing that we want to cover, if you're writing this down, is what do we do with the other 90? What do we do with the other 90? And here's what I'll tell you, is that, you know, the power is in the list of 100. You know, anybody that follows this system, I haven't had anybody that followed the system that did not get results. Some of them are greater than others. Some of them are faster than others. But if they followed the system, they got results. And, you know, but part of what the system is, it's about how you work this other 90 people. I believe in everybody's list of 100 is $100,000 a year residual income. They just got to know how to you know, extract it out of there, and they got to have patience for it. So in most cases, once we get past, especially our first list of 20, we're getting into warm markets that we had 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, et cetera. You know, and most of us have a circle today of a, you know, most people I ask to sit down and make a list, they start struggling at about 20 because they're looking at what their center of influence is at this particular time. But if they'll back up a year or two, you know what, our circle of people changes from year to year. So let's say that, Mike, I'm calling you, and let's say that I have not talked to you in about 6 or 7 years.
Wow, okay.
Okay, and but yet, 6 or 7 years ago, if I was going to make a list of who, you know, who was I hanging around with, who was, you know, who I was involved in with my life and hanging around, you know, you might have been at the top of my list 6 years ago, but yet today we just lost contact because of busyness, right?
Right.
So here I get on the phone, and I'm going to pick up the phone, and I'm going to call Mike. Hello, is this Mike McDonald?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Mike, this is Mark Jarvis. How are you?
Mark Jarvis? Doggone it, man. I haven't heard from you in years.
I tell you what, man, how long has it been, Mike?
Man, I guess it's been about 5 years.
You know what? In fact, I think it's been about at least.
That's why I bought that Suburban from you.
Yep, you know what? When I sold you that Suburban, I sold that because all my kids are grown, and I've had 4 more kids. I thought I was done, Mike.
Oh, no, how's it going?
Well, you know how it's going if I got 4 more kids.
Well, that's true, too. You need to think of other habits.
I guess so. Well, how's Miss Vanna?
Oh, she's done good. She's playing grandma. You know, we got a grandbaby 3 years old now. And,
is that right?
I'll tell you what, if we know these grandbabies was this much fun, we'd have them first.
I hear you. Well, I tell you what, man, it has been a while. In fact, Mike, I was sitting here going through stuff. You know, cleaning up my address books and stuff like that. And anyway, I seen your name. I've been looking at your name here for about 3 days on my desk, and I thought, man, I have got to call you. And curiosity got me. Well, I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you. I didn't know if I'd have the right number or not.
Yeah, we're still here doing the same old, same old.
Well, what are you doing these days?
We're working down here at the parts store, still doing parts.
Is that? Well, I'll tell you what, you've done real well in that industry. I got involved in it, and I just, I you know, I guess when you don't know the difference between a spark plug and a piston, it's hard to make a living in the parts business.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's just 11, ain't nothing to write home about, but you know, it's put food on the table.
Well, good. Well, congratulations then. And, well, I guess the last time I talked to you, we were out golfing.
Yeah, matter of fact, seemed like we were playing. Seemed like it was a little tournament. We had a local tournament. We were
yeah.
Something. I don't remember exactly what, but
I don't. You know what? I don't remember what tournament it was. I know that we came in last place, and golfing after that.
Yeah. Unusual on that.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Trace and I, we're talking. We sure love to see you guys.
Well, when you ever come up to Dallas, look us up, man. We're always, seem like we're always here.
I tell you what, I bet. In fact, we might be coming up there in about 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Well, be sure and all right. Maybe we grab dinner or something.
Yeah. You still working on the weekends a lot?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I can get off if I have a little notice, got something going on. And what are you and Tracy doing these days?
Well, you obviously got out of the parts business and went in the car business and got out of that. Yeah, we've had some business projects that we've worked on. It's turned out to be pretty exciting. We got a lot of things in the works. In fact, I might be hollering at you someday in the future, depending on what we do up in Dallas.
Right.
So,
keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a call. Why don't I call you in about a week when I know for sure when we're coming out? Why don't we get together for dinner?
Hey, that'd be great. Love to see you guys.
You
sure would.
Give Miss Bird a hug for us.
I love Bird.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boom. And see, what's the one thing? See, here's the law of inertia, is what starts to move will continue to move. Okay? Now, what's the one thing that would stop me from calling my list of 100? Is if it becomes a bad experience. So the question I have for you tonight, was that a good experience or a bad experience?
It's a good one.
Absolutely good. When we hear from people in the past, it's a good experience. But what would have made it a bad experience? Is if I hadn't talked to you in 6 years, and I turn around and say, well, at the end of the conversation, I said, well, Mike, or you said, well, Mark, what are you doing now? Okay. Had I just pounced on you, I mean, if you'd asked some questions, that's fine. But, I would, if I said, well, I'm glad you asked. That's why, even though you asked me the question, if I start trying to pounce and sell you, then here's what I'm saying. You know, I may not be saying it verbally, but here's what I'm really saying. You know, Mike, thinking about you is a bunch of, hogwash, if you will. Excuse me.
You're trying to sell me something.
I really don't care what you got going on in your life. The reason I'm calling is I want to sell you something or get you into something. You see?
Yeah.
And then if I try to move into getting his interest, and if he shoots me down, okay, then what is the likelihood? Think about this. If I went through that 6 times in a row and I got shot down, what are the odds of me getting on a phone call for the 7th time? Slim to none.
Right.
In fact, here's what happened. Hey, you know what? I need to find out more about internet marketing. I need to find out more about some of these flyers these guys are doing. I need to learn more about these sizzle cards. I need to learn more. See, what happens is we would abandon the plan. So all that we're trying to do, and I really believe this, if all we did was contact 100 people and just said, hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you, and just had the conversation that Mike and I did. The people that are at the right place at the right time that are ready for your information, they'll be so obvious they'll jump off the page. Now, here's what happened, is that, Mike asked me what I was doing. Okay, now I could contact Mike, and I plan to see. I might be on, calling him sometime in the future. But I could contact Mike just as little as a couple weeks down the road. It doesn't have to be that long. And I could contact Mike and say, hey, Mike, one thing I was wondering, when we talked, you were still in the parts business. Yeah, have you ever thought about doing anything else? You see, because but it's another phone call that I do to ask. Well, let me tell you why I ask. I got something that I have no idea if you'd be of interest or not. But anyway, I just kind of felt obligated to run it by you. I know you're there in Dallas, and had something I want to run up the flagpole with you. Okay. And anyway, as I told you, since I got out of the parks business and I got out of the car business, that I've done some business ventures that are pretty exciting. In fact, basically got involved in marketing this little benefits package several years ago. Now, the thing, it costs $20 a month. It focuses mainly on dental. Bottom line is it don't sound like a whole lot. But let me tell you what these guys are doing with this thing, okay, is they've got a business plan to market this thing that about, 200-plus of these people in 2 to 3 years have put enough business on the books. They've made the top position in the company, and the average income they're paying these guys is $100,000 a year. So they brought me on. I'll be sitting at $100,000 a year within 2 years. And anyway, I'm in a position I can bring some people with me, and wanted to give you a call if you're open, great. If you're not, man, that's fine too. But I just I thought about you after we talked the other day. I thought, I need to at least run this thing by you. So would you have any interest in that?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call this number right here, and I can get you on a recorded message. I could do a lot of different things to you, but I'm going to contact you the second time without the pressure of, you may or may not be interested. I earn today over $500,000 a year on people that were not interested the first time I called them, that I contacted them. So, as I called them, what I did is I just had to leave the door open with a relaxed, hey, if it's for you. And once it wasn't, I didn't try to oversell it. Because here's what happened, is as you get, through that list of 100, here's what's going to happen, is you're not probably going to be quite through that list, and you're going to start approaching, you're going to be past your second week in business. You may have a broker or two and a few members. So how are we going to go about closing out regional sales director? Here's how you do it. You call on favors. You call family members that may not be in your credibility group. They're not going to come join because you're who you are. But you know what? They'll help you out and they'll do a favor. We got two national sales directors in Houston that the way that they joined this business was somebody called and asked them a favor. I'd be willing to guess that 90% of the people that reach regional sales directors, and that's probably minimum, that hit it in 21 days or less, the way that they did it is they called on favors to get it closed out. They called their friends and said, listen, I need some help. I need one more member. And if you can help me out with this, man, I'd appreciate it. And it's going to help me hit a new level in management. So they do that. They do whatever it takes. You might call your mother and say, listen, Mom, I need your help. I need your credit card number. But the bottom line is you close it out, because now what happens as you start your journey to senior regional sales director, you have now got a story to tell. And that story is going to increase. It's going to at least double the size of your credibility group, because now your story is the credibility with the people you planted a seed with. Now you've got credibility because you've got success. And, then your objective is to go and obviously recruit 10 more brokers. But, see, you're having to have patience with that thing. And I do believe this. I believe that you're going to be in a cold market in a short period of time. That code market could be, putting out sizzle cards. It could be, meeting people. I know that we had a gentleman that basically waited on us in a retail store. Very sharp man. I just said, hey, I said, listen, Michael, you ever think about doing something else? He said, well, sure. He goes, yeah, I've thought about real estate. I've thought about this, anything. You know, I'm ready to get out of retail. I said, give me a business card. He said, what do you do? I said, man, we market a little benefits package. It's a little $20 benefits product. I said, it focuses on dental. I said, it don't sound like a lot, Michael, but let me tell you what we're able to do with this thing. We got a business plan that within 2 to 3 years, we've had about a couple hundred of us that have reached the top position. It's paying an average income of 100 grand a year. And he said, well, you know what? Let me give you another number. See, you're going to, you know, your code market, your activity in your code market is going to be just as important to your success as your warm market. But if you don't work your warm market, you know, if you don't have a system to work your warm market on the front end, once we start recruiting into a code market, whether it be through advertising, newspaper advertising, on the internet, whether it be through your personal going out and meeting people, it doesn't really matter where you get them. It's just a pool of prospects. Once you enroll somebody, if you don't have a foundation, then all you do with them is they join up, they become a $35 a month broker, and they try to duplicate what you're doing, and that is they don't know what they're doing. And you know what? They're on the books for a while. They may drop off, but they won't have success because nobody told them about, hey, if you'll follow this system, and the key is understanding why the system of actually getting to regional, sales director, and the senior, why the system is just as important as the accomplishment. Because the system is what you're going to continue to duplicate and teach so that you have an ongoing way of continuing to duplicate success. You know, I hear people talk all the time about this, you know, some great revolution that they come up with. They come up with this new concept of building the business. Well, the question is, have they done it? Has it worked? Have they taught it? Has it worked to the ones that they taught? And different tools work at different times in this business. If all, you know, if your excitement is always on the effectiveness of your tools, then you're susceptible to things changing in about 30 to 60 days. An example, there was a certain part of internet marketing that last year at this time, we got all over, man. We got excited. We enrolled, I know Trace and I personally, during that promotion, enrolled 65 brokers. But you know what? What we were doing then, within 60 days, the effectiveness changed. But you see, our excitement wasn't on the tool. Our excitement is about where we're going. So the only thing that tool not being as effective as it once was happened to us is that we just had to basically rearrange our tools for how we're bringing people in the business. You will have to basically shuffle your tools many times in this business over your career. But the one tool that will never let you down is that when you get grounded with a strong philosophy of how people can tap into a free market of people they know in a way that's non-threatening and effective, that they can attract the people they have credibility with, that system will work every single time. And if you duplicate that, you're guaranteed to have success in America, regardless of what tools are effective. So anyway, Mike, I'm just excited about the convention. I tell you, if you're not enrolled in the convention out there, I highly recommend that you get there. I believe the first day back with the excitement and new vision you have in this company, I believe that you'll pay for that convention 2 and 3 times over. So that's all I got, Mike. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I'll tell you, Mark, I just know that, you know, with what we've done in the last 12 years, you know, the company does, what, roughly $100 million a year. We got over 1 million members on the books. We got over 230 national sales director. That's not even a drop of what this company is going to do in the next 12 to 18 months. And, you know, it's like we've always said, it's, you know, it's,
one thing to be at the right place at the right time, but it's another thing to be at the right place at the right time and then do nothing about it. So I would just encourage everybody to, what if we're right? What if this thing is the next best thing since apple pie? Man, what's the worst could happen? The worst could happen is you get stuck with a bunch of great benefits that you needed anyway.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're excited about your feature and look forward to seeing you on the next call.
All right, everyone. We'll be doing a 9 o'clock nationwide business opportunity call. So you've got a few minutes here to get a few of your...